You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Starting today, see your clothes wash whiter than ever before, because now there's a new Oxidol, new white Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash, the whitest wash in Oxidol history. You have to see it to believe it, how much whiter this new white Oxidol washes all your clothes. So next wash day, see for yourself.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new white Oxidol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. The whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. Now you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside. And your wash will always be sparkling white. What's more, it will keep this new whiteness for the life of your clothes, just as long as you use new white Oxidol. And new white Oxidol is truly safe, too. Washable colors actually come out brighter. From work shirts and overalls to your prettiest cotton prints and blouses. Once you try this new white wash day soap, you'll never be satisfied with any other suds that fails to give you the white, bright wash you get with new white Oxidol. So get some. Your dealer has it. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. Next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Ma had an idea for tonight. Seeing Joseph feeling so abused and alone, feeling the town was against him, had meddled in his great romance with Miss Ann Morrison, Ma thought that maybe if Miss Morrison and Mr. Sinclair were to come by for supper, it would help snap Joe out of it. He'd see that there was nothing underhanded going on, that Miss Morrison wasn't sore at him as he felt she might be because of all the gossip that's been going on around town. Well, we know, of course, that the plan has already backfired in one direction. Miss Morrison told Mr. Sinclair she'd rather not go over to Ma's for supper. And then a few minutes later, Joe appeared at home to tell Ma that... Well, listen.
Ma, I don't suppose this is news anymore. It only happened a half hour ago, but the way the town's been blabbing about all my affairs the last couple of days, I suppose everybody must know it by now.
Well, what are you talking about, Joseph? What's happened, son? No, what?
I quit, Ma.
You what, son? You quit? Quit what, Joseph?
My job at the dairy. I quit. I told Alf Pierce I wasn't going to work for him anymore.
Oh. All right, son.
Is that all you're going to say, Ma? All right?
Well, what else is there to say? I don't rightly know what else there is. If you become tired of working for Alf Pierce, why, that's all there is to it.
Oh, no, it wasn't that at all. It wasn't a case of being tired. I liked the job. You know that. It was just the whole town sitting in judgment, having to face them one by one every morning. You don't know what it's been like, Ma. Everybody in town knew I socked Pete Skillet. You should have heard the wisecracks. You'd have thought I murdered him.
Oh, son.
I'm not exaggerating, Ma. Got back to the dairy tonight. Mr. Pierce was waiting for me. Said he'd had some calls, five of them, from customers complaining. They didn't want me to come delivering milk anymore.
Oh, Joseph.
You think I'm kidding? Call Mr. Pierce then and ask him.
Oh, no, no, son, it isn't that I think you're kidding. Alf Pierce, did he want you to quit? What did he say, Joseph?
Oh, I don't blame him. He's got his business to take care of. Customer's always right, I guess. He wanted me to take a vacation, a good long vacation. Give folks a chance to forget all about it.
Well, Joseph, now maybe that was a good idea. You haven't had a rest in a long time.
Oh, no, Ma, no, it's no use. A vacation wouldn't do any good. You haven't got any idea. The wisecracks alone. Hi, Joe, when are you going to fight Joe Lewis? I'm not kidding, Ma. Every place I turn today... Well, I'm not going to take their guff anymore. I'm getting out of here.
You set your mind to that, Joseph?
What else is there to do, Ma? I'm not wanted around here. I'll go someplace where I am wanted, where nobody knows me.
Well, son, Joseph, son, you said twice to me today, this morning, and now again. You said that you were going away.
I've got to, Ma.
Well, if you feel like that, that you've got to go away, then that's all there is to say. Of course, it'll be strange hearing the milk wagon so lonely along the streets in the morning. Not having one of my boys driving.
My.
First there's Johnny. Then you.
My. I didn't want to quit. I had to. Ma, I've been happy here. You know that. Well, golly, it's the only place in the world I have been happy. You and Faye, you've been everything a fella could ask for. Nothing will ever change that. It's the town, Ma. I dread it, don't you understand? Just to walk down the street, hear people whispering and laughing. It was bad enough before, those memories. Last time I made a fool of myself.
A fool, Joseph?
Of course a fool. Have you forgotten the whole business of Pleasant Haven? The whole town came running to hear me preach. We were going to have such a great, like heaven on earth. And then it turned out to be a great big jip, a racket. I was only the come-on. Me and my pearls of wisdom.
Oh, Joseph, son, no one holds that against you after all this time.
Oh, no?
No, people have forgotten that long ago.
Well, somebody will remember it again one of these days.
Oh, Joseph, Joseph's son. Landry Goshen, I'm not going to try to defend the town to you. Many is the time I've said through the years, heavens to Betsy, what's the matter with them? Why do they act like this? But they don't mean no harm. Gossip to them is like the first snow of winter. It pleases them when it first falls. They play with it like the snowflakes. The first thing, they fashioned it into a snowball, such a pretty toy, until it's thrown. And then it can hurt, as you've been hurt by their gossip. I'm not going to ask you not to go away, son.
Oh, Ma. Try to understand, won't you? I wouldn't hurt you for the world. You know that. Please understand. I can't stay here. I just can't.
I recollect somebody telling you in very words. I've got to go away anywhere just for the sake of going, of being somewhere else.
Who do you mean, Ma?
Have you forgotten, son, so soon? You couldn't understand that. Why couldn't she be happy here?
Oh. You mean Star.
Yes. Poor child. Like a china doll, almost. Them was her words, too. She hated Rushville Center. She had to be on the go all the time. Many's the time that you come to me and we sat in my room and talked until the late hours. And you'd say to me, I don't understand, Ma. Why must we all the time be running like to find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? She's my wife. Why can't you be content here with me? I'm happy. I'm happy. You were, son, you were real happy.
Ma, look, it's no use. What's the good of all this? My mind's made up.
Yes, so was your wife's, Joseph. All your pleading did no good. She ran off. And you had to go fetch her. And bring her back to die. Joseph. I won't say that you shouldn't go. You'll never hear that from me, shouldn't. I only ask you that you don't go running off while your temper is hot and your mind is clouded over with all manner of confusion.
I'm not confused, Ma.
Well, then where are you planning to be off to, son?
Well, I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead.
And why do you want to run off? What is your reason?
Why? Ma, you know as well as I do why I want to get away.
Tell me then, son, in just so many words, why?
I've been telling you, Ma.
No, we talked for how many minutes now? 5 or 10? And you kept saying only the same words over and over again. I've got to go away. I hate Rushville Center. Who is it that you really hate, Joseph?
I don't know what you mean.
Is it Rushville Center? Or is it that you are confused and impatient with yourself?
Myself?
Joseph. Joseph, don't you think that it's been in my mind more than once to pack up and leave Rushville Center? Times when the whole town seemed to be against me, not understanding or caring to understand what I've been trying to say. But a person don't leave a home, Joseph. A home and all in it. Just for the sake of leaving.
It isn't just for the sake of leaving,
well,
Ma.
Well, then tell me, why do you want to leave home?
I don't see what you're driving at.
Joseph, I asked Miss Morrison to come to supper tonight.
You what, Ma?
Yes, she'll be here any minute now, her and Mr. Sinclair.
But Anne here?
That's right. You've been complaining that you ain't been able to see her or talk to her. Well, I've seen Mr. Sinclair today. I invited him and Miss Morrison.
Oh, no. No, you don't think I'm going to be here.
Well, I thought it might please you.
No, I'm getting out of here. That was a dirty trick, Ma. I never want to see Ann Morrison again.
Joseph. Joseph, son.
No, I'm getting out of here.
Joseph. Old man de Goshen. Faye, could you go to the door, child? That must be Mr. Sinclair and Miss Morrison. Oh, Joseph. Oh, man, Joseph.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Get a package now before another wash day goes by. Now see your clothes wash whiter than ever before with sensational new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Yes, new white Oxidol is whiter, a far whiter wash day soap. But the amazing thing is how white it washes your clothes. Oxidol has always been famous for getting clothes white. But now, new white Oxidol gets your wash whiter than ever before.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right. It's white. Now, even when you dry your clothes inside, you get the whitest Oxidol wash in history. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. What's more, your nice washable colors come out brighter, too. New white Oxidol is truly safe. So next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. Your dealer has it now. New white Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, poor Ma. All her efforts to bring Joseph out of his deep, dark mood seem to have gone for naught, don't they? Did Joseph mean it when he said he never wanted to see Ann Morrison again? Well, we find out otherwise tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.